Depending on which way the political winds blow, Jefferson County residents who live near the train tracks will continue to hear this sound for countless years to come. Or this sound beginning 4 years from now. Watertown Mayor Ron Krieger says that sound of a high-speed passenger train would be music to his ears.
These are exciting times, I believe, for the city of Watertown, for passenger rail, freight rail, our economic development for the future.
But Governor-elect Scott Walker and many of Mayor Krieger's neighbors see it differently. Jeff Barras lives in Watertown and is a county supervisor in neighboring Dodge County.
I hope that this thing does not succeed. I don't believe that the state of Wisconsin is ready for this. The people that I represent, the rural areas, are all opposed. We're going to be losing access for fire departments. Roads are going to be closed. It's going to affect people's fire insurance because they're going to be farther away from the fire department. I think we should be looking at our existing infrastructure, our bridges, our roads, things that are crumbling right now.
Road closings and fire truck access are part of a long list of complaints voiced by area residents who fear they will also be paying higher taxes to maintain the passenger train because not enough passengers will ride it. Watertown resident Dwayne Leffler says the predicted ticket prices are enough to convince him to oppose the train.
I heard that it's going to cost from Watertown to Madison, $30-some one way. Then when you get to Madison, you got to hire a cab or a bus to go where you want to go because the depot's going to be right down on, well, Monona Terrace, I guess. You can take a car from Watertown to Madison. I can drive in 30, 35 minutes and get where I want to go and walk in. It just don't make sense to me at all.
But it's not current residents riding the train that will make it a success, according to Mayor Ron Krieger. He's convinced the very presence of passenger rail in his town will attract a new high-income population to the area.
People like doctors, lawyers, scientists that may want to live out here, they'll have an option to get to work, be it in Madison or Milwaukee. They will build some substantial homes. We truly, and there's a developer that's getting geared up for that. We truly believe we will attract a segment like that.
And then, of course, says Krieger, there are the tourists and long-distance business travelers who will travel between Chicago and St. Paul if the rest of the interstate high-speed line is built. Many of them, he predicts, will stop off in Watertown to bike, canoe, and hike in county parks and wildlife areas. And, Krieger says, freight traffic will also increase if the passenger train project is completed. He says the plan includes building sidings and upgrading tracks that now only carry freight cars at 10 miles an hour.
They do have present customers on this line, and they believe that they can really increase the number of customers and tonnage that they can move on this line. With the sidings, their freight trains can be doing their switching operations and things, and passenger trains can run by, and they'll coexist perfectly on these tracks.
But that idyllic picture of the future of train travel in Jefferson County may never come to pass. Governor Doyle responded to Governor-elect Walker's plan to kill the project by suspending work on the tracks in Watertown right after the election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.